We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy Joe Fortenbaugh over there at 95.7 The Game in San Francisco joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Joe, how you been, buddy?
I'm solid, Bill. I'm doing real solid. And thank you so much for the invite today. I always appreciate coming on this show. So I'm looking forward to talking some sports with you.
Well, let me ask you first and foremost, because Madison Bumgarner, his name has been thrown out a bunch of times regarding a trade. Is it going to get done at all?
Everyone you talk to here that's close to the team and any of the national insiders we've had on the show are convinced that the answer is no. Bumgarner wants to stay. He likes being a part of this. The Giants are red hot right now. The thought process is that if the Giants are going to do anything, it might be similar to what you're seeing from the Mets. Maybe you bring in somebody to try to help you while at the same time selling somebody off for some prospects. One of these, have your cake and eat it too scenarios. But the word we continue to hear is that Bumgarner and the big name relievers like Will Smith will not be leaving, that the Giants are going to go ahead and let this team make a run for Bochy in his final season as a manager in the Major League Baseball.
So they're going to go ahead and remain buyers. Not, are they going to make a trade to kind of bolster themselves, do you think?
If they do, it's going to be something very minimal. I don't think they're going to go out and make a big splashy trade, but if they do something, it might be just a guy. They might trade. They have so much depth in the bullpen that they might be willing to give up one of those arms in exchange for some middle infield help, maybe a utility guy that can help them with their splits. Because now that they've become a much more analytically focused and analytically driven team, they're playing matchups more often than we've ever seen before. I mean, it was like Friday night, there was a lefty going for San Diego. It was all righty bats except for Crawford and Belt. On Saturday, it was a righty. You had all lefty bats out there except for Kevin Pillar. It's a different era of Giant baseball right now under new team president Farhan Zaidi.
Now, when you talk about the Bay Area, you've got the A's. It's 60-47, and everybody just used to look at the A's as a pushover. They're not anymore. They've got the sixth best record in all of baseball, but they still stand 8 games behind the Astros, still fighting for a wild card spot. But they're right there. Cleveland obviously was 62-43, but then you've got the A's. You've also got the Tampa Bay Rays who are hanging in there as well. Give me the lowdown on this A's team.
As always, the A's are a team with a lot of young, fun, talented players. They're an exciting baseball team, but no one here really talks about them. No one here really goes to the games. No one pays attention. And what's likely to happen is that they're going to have another solid regular season. They're going to exceed expectations. And if they're able to get into the playoffs, they're likely to get blasted out right away, like they've done for the better part of 20 years. People here think I'm an A's hater. It's just, this is the reality of the situation. The A's don't want to spend a lot of money, and they don't want to make big, splashy trades. So they're really good at identifying value in the market. They're really good at scouting. Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, some of these younger guys that are coming up through the system are going to be incredible players. But the fan base wants to know if they're going to be A's long-term. Are they going to get long-term deals, or are they just going to be dealt like Josh Donaldson back in the day? That's what every A's fan, that's what keeps them nervous. Like, they can't go out and buy the jerseys because they don't know if these guys are going to be around for a while. And the A's will try to tell you it's a new era, they're going to build a new ballpark, and they're going to do this and that. How come they don't trade for Bumgarner? You know, how come they don't make the big splashy move to contend? They've got this fun team, but you see what happens when they, especially in the American League, when you're up against the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Astros, those teams spend lots of money. And then you still have to deal with analytically driven teams like Tampa Bay and then upstarts like Minnesota. I mean, look at the Twins. The Twins are incredible this year. They're having a great season, but they're far from perfect. They know they need to tweak the rotation a little bit there as well. So the A's story is really fun, but no one's going to the games. And quite frankly, I don't think anyone expects them to make a deep run.
Tell me about Chris Bassett throwing tonight. 7-5, a 4.09 ERA. He's been pretty solid for them this season. Not great, but very solid.
Same thing as always. It's just another next man up situation for the A's. They've got some bankable starters that they can turn to. Manaea is the guy to keep an eye on. He's coming off the surgery from last year, so he's been out for a while, but he's begun his rehab assignment. Bassett's hit or miss. He gets streaky. There are times where he's been really solid for this team, and there are other times where he's gotten lit up and he's been sent down. A lot of it's going to depend on the splits. A lot of it's going to depend on his current form. You never really know what you're going to get. There's some upside there, sure, but consistency has definitely been an issue over the last few years.
Are they ever going to get a stadium out there? And I know that's something that every time you and I talk, we always discuss that everything's leaving Oakland, but are they ever going to get one?
There are plans in the works. It's very difficult to understand what's going on with Oakland and with these stadiums. You have a mayor in Libby Schaff who's made it very clear, the city's not paying for any of this crap. Like, you want a stadium? Go build a stadium. That's fine. Do what the Warriors did. The Warriors just built their own brand-new privately financed stadium in San Francisco. If you the days of the taxpayer being on the hook for these teams are over. So the Warriors left and they moved from Oakland right across the water to San Francisco. The Raiders got their payday down in Las Vegas, so they're leaving. So that leaves you with the A's. And you always get a story from the A's about a new ballpark or a new location. Here's an example. This was either last year or 2 years ago. The A's released renderings of a new stadium at Laney College, a college that's in Oakland. That's, you know, right near there in the East Bay. And you looked at the stadium, you're like, wow, this is really cool. This is a nice location. It's not far from Lake Merritt. This could work. And then eventually Laney College had to come out 24 hours later and say, yeah, we own that land and we're not selling it to the A's. We're not sure what they're doing, but they're not getting that land. That's our land. So they're sending out these renderings of stadiums in different parts of the city that they don't even own the land. They give you a plan for what they want to do, but nothing ever ends up happening. So now they've got these beautiful renderings of this ballpark that's going to be down on the water. They're going to build this gondola that connects, you know, the BART station to the stadium, but the gondola is going to have to go the freeway. It's you never know what's going on. It's always a great optimistic story. There are always lots of words and lots of pictures, but there's very little action.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen what happens because eventually they just finally say, okay, we're out of here. Let me ask you real quick. The Oakland Raiders. So is there the fan base, are they supporting them, or are they just basically saying, hey, we're just waiting for you to get the hell out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the rear end. What is that like out there?
No, fan base is solid. That's the thing about Raider Nation. It's very, very different than anything you'll come across pretty much anywhere in sports. I'm from the East Coast, and there's some great fan bases there. I lived all over the country. Raider Nation is a very different beast entirely. They really don't care where the team's located. They don't care if the stadium's nice. They don't care who the opponent is. They just want to root for their team. You know, it's the fact that they've moved to L.A., they moved back, they're going to Vegas. You know, ownership can't seem to get organized at times. You have all these different coaching hires, misses on draft picks, misses on free agency. And through it all, thick and thin, these fans keep showing up. They keep packing the stadium. They keep rooting for these guys. So they're sad. They're disappointed. You know, they don't want to lose their team. But most of them that you talk to, they don't have any plans of abandoning this team. They don't have any plans of watching them go to Vegas and then say, all right, I guess I'll be a Niner fan or try something else. They truly view themselves as the nation. It's Raider Nation for a reason, and they will root for the team no matter where they are and no matter what they're doing. It's a loyalty unlike anything you'll find almost anywhere. It's very, very passionate. It's an incredible fan base.
Hey, Joe, one more thing before I let you go. How good are the 49ers going to be this year?
This is a tricky question because everyone we're talking to, close to the team, the national guys that come on the air, they're telling us 10 wins should happen and that they should be a playoff team. And there are a lot of metrics that point to this team moving in the right direction. For example, they finished dead last in turnover differential last year. They were minus 25. It was pathetic. But if you go back to 2002, when the Texans joined the league and made it a 32-team league and you had eight divisions, since that time, every team that's finished last in turnover differential has come back the next year to improve dramatically upon that stat and win an average of about 3.8 games more per year. It's a great indicator of future success. So for this Niners team, that should mean a significant jump. They really improved the pass rush, which was their biggest weakness. Garoppolo's coming back healthy. The one concern for me is the back end of the schedule. It's like the final six games. Green Bay's coming in, and some people might say, well, you know, the Packers going through a coaching change. Green Bay's coming in off the bye. Like, that's a huge advantage for the Packers. So the Packers come in off the bye, and then in no particular order, you got back-to-back road games at Baltimore and New Orleans. You got a game with the Rams. You got a road game with the Seahawks. The Falcons and Panthers are in there. The final six games are brutal. If the Niners can get to the final six, in good shape. Maybe they'll have a chance at it. But the schedule is what worries me the most right now.
Always good to talk, Joe. We will chat more down the road, I'm sure. But it should be an interesting series for the Milwaukee Brewers and for the Oakland A's, for that matter. Both teams vying right now either for a wild card or at least getting themselves to the postseason. So good stuff, pal.
No doubt, Bill. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, buddy. There you go. Joe Fortenbaugh, 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. You can find him on Twitter at Joe Fortenbaugh, Fortenbaugh. Find him on Twitter and follow him. He is a good, good follow, no doubt about it. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.